Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Newsweek Radio. I'm Jesse Edwards. The world waits to see if Donald Trump's finally going to be handcuffed and mugshotted down in Georgia. Not sure if mugshotted is a real word, but it is now. After 4 indictments, he's racked up quite a few trial dates that are going to be a big pain in the ass for his campaign schedule, or his campaign scheduler, rather. For example, on August 23rd, he's supposed to attend a debate that nobody really believes he's going to show up for. And on August 25th, he's going to be arrested again. By the way, we're only about 64 weeks away from the general election, so buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride for all of us. iPhone users are getting paid a $500 million settlement for Apple slowing down their older phones intentionally. 3 years after the settlement, a judge finally allowed payments to be made to those involved in the lawsuit, and get this, those who registered will now be receiving a check for an incredible $65. Wow. Yes, that's quite the windfall. $65 just happens to be the average weekly salary of people in China who actually make the iPhone. That's, you know, assuming they're only working a 40-hour work week. There's a 19-year-old kid in Oklahoma who recently pled guilty to impersonating a physician's assistant for 2 years. That's not why he's in the news now, though. Zach Bailey was arrested again for allegedly defrauding a car dealership for more than $100,000. But his past medical ambitions unraveled when he accidentally told someone that he went to an all-girls school, and they caught him on his BS. You know, this kid has a future. This kid has a future in Congress. Two people in black wolf costumes got into a serious fight with somebody who was taking their picture aggressively in Southern California. It was all caught on video. You can see it anywhere if you go look for it. There were hundreds of well-behaved people dressed in costumes, aka furries, you know, who didn't get violent with anyone. But this all started after the guy filming this one group of furries wouldn't stop, and he got in the face of this pirate wolf furry who just didn't care for it too much. And the pirate wolf furry ends up smacking the guy in the face a couple times with a bullhorn, and this is the sound the guy who was attacked made. So after seeing the footage myself, I'm willing to bet that most rational people who like to dress up in elaborate animal costumes and head to the beach for a social gathering of like-minded individuals don't mind having their picture taken. But for Christ's sake, have some manners. Give them some space if you happen to see them out in the wild. Deep down, they're, you know, just human beings like the rest of us. On the other hand, legally, you're not allowed to assault somebody for taking your picture, assuming that's, you know, what actually happened here, which it certainly appears from the footage. A majority of Generation Z do not believe in God, but a lot of them are into astrology, according to a new report. 83% are likely to say that astrology has helped them better their own lives compared to those in other age groups. Do you believe that the alignment of stars and planets have anything to do with your daily life down here on Earth? 83%, that's alarming. The report for the Oliver Wyman Forum, that sounds like a fun group of people. Just based on the name alone, the Oliver Wyman Forum surveyed more than 150,000 people across 10 countries over a 2-year span. Okay, yeah, great. Whatever you got to do to get through life and make those hard decisions, you know. You could use logic and rationality on one hand, or you could use the, I don't know, trajectory of Venus around the sun to determine what you're going to have for dinner tonight. And finally, here's our top stories trending at Newsweek.com right now. Red Lobster responds after Patrick Mahone's wife, Brittany, called them out online. She mistakenly said something about the company not having any more coconut shrimp. They replied back saying, that we do have coconut shrimp. They just happen to run out in your location there. Another top story right now, Newsweek.com is a fact check. Are Donald Trump and Melania getting divorced? Short answer, I'll save you the click, no. But if you want to see the details, go over to Newsweek.com and check it out. The three other top stories, let's see, dog pleading for help on pet camera while home alone breaks owner's heart. So a pet video, an emaciated dog returns to a shelter, can't believe family wants to adopt him. It's another like aw video. This little poor dog is getting adopted. It makes you feel good. So go watch it. Newsweek.com.